This is Friar Roderick here in New York City in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral with Father Angelo Geiger, and behind us is the statue of Our Lady of America, which just arrived. And how did it go so far today, Father?
It went great. Yeah, there was a beautiful ceremony down there at Ground Zero with the transfer of the statue to the fire truck, and then the escort with the New York Fire Department right down there at Ground Zero escorting the Newark Fire Department around the city and here to St. Patrick's. So there are a lot of people that didn't expect to see Our Lady on a fire truck. Some of them didn't know what to think. Some of them waved. Some of them made the sign of the cross. But now we're here out in front of the cathedral, and we're just about to take the statue. The firemen are just about to take the statue into the cathedral for a very short visit. And then she'll be traveling after that this evening to Our Lady of the Angelus in Queens, and she'll be staying there for a while. So she's, 2 days ago she was in St. Louis for the feast day of Our Lady's birthday, and now she's here, right in the heart of New York City. And we couldn't go around Ground Zero because it's all blocked off, but we were able to go up and down the side of Ground Zero. From the West Side Parkway. So she did make her symbolic visit to Ground Zero. And, we're praying, and I'm sure Our Lady is touching hearts here today in New York.
Yeah. So what's the significance of the Our Lady of America being here in New York City on this day, 9/11?
Well, her message is really for America, and it's for the restoration of the social order, especially through the cultivation of holy purity and the family and sanctity of marriage. And it came in the 50s, even before the sexual revolution. So a lot of the tragedies, the social tragedies that we've experienced through abortion and birth control and the breakup of the family, divorce, really hadn't come into their own at the time that Our Lady appeared. So it was really prophetic. And we come, here to New York City where we witnessed the tragedy of 9/11 and our modern age. And we pray for those who have suffered, for the victims and their families. But we also ask Our Lady to bless New York City and our country and to bring us back into peace with God. We'll find peace in the world when we find peace with God. And we need to put God first and our families. We need to bring them up in the love of God.
So what do you think the significance of the statue coming here so easily after in such a short period of time with such short notice?
Yeah, it's really been extraordinary experience to see the way the doors have opened. Even the door here at the cathedral is open for Our Lady to come in, at least for a short visit. The firemen were commenting on how the statue just fit into the bed of the truck, like it was almost almost made for it. So, you know, there's always been all kinds of little signs along the way that have shown that really Our Lady wants to be here.
There's some involvement with the fire department and the police department and the port authority, and as well as even the township and the city. And this has been mostly brought about by the fire department and police, which really suffered the most during the 911 tragedy. Is there a lot of connection with that as far as them being spark plugs for that?
Oh, absolutely. They all look at Our Lady and see her compassion. Here she is moving into the church right now, being escorted by the firemen themselves, and they're the ones who felt the greatest loss. These are firemen from New Jersey, but they were involved in the recovery at 9/11, and the fire department here in New York City, they lost over 300 firemen, so they all feel the tragedy very greatly. Last night we were able to assist at a laying of a wreath by one of the fire crews from New York City, and it was very, very moving to see, you know, because they obviously have suffered a tremendous tragedy, and they feel themselves to be a family, and it was a familial loss. And I think all of us as Americans are united in the experience of the tragedy, and also we hope in the experience of Our Lady's compassion.
That's great. And we hope this is a good sign that things are moving toward a more Marian direction, a more Marian solution, perhaps, to the whole problem, as opposed to brute force and military and such like that, and that we should get back to God and devotion, purity, and the family, more basic things.
Well, absolutely. The message of Our Lady of America, as in all of Our Lady's apparitions, is that God has chosen to use her as an instrument of His mercy, and we really need to turn to her. You know, and a lot of times, unfortunately, even when Catholics comment on the problems that lead to things like 9/11, we fail to factor Our Lady into the equation, when really, you know, this is the message that our Lord has willed for us, you know, and it's something that we can't overlook without tragic consequences. Our Lady's message needs to be heeded. Prayer, penance, purity, restoration of family life. This is it. Has to be this way. And we have to turn to her to get those graces.
Same message at Fatima and Lourdes and many other places of the Immaculate Heart of Mary wanting purity, the Immaculate Family, and
devotion to her. You know, we'll get all these graces when we have true devotion to her.
Under the title of Our Lady of America, the Blessed Virgin, under the title of the Immaculate Conception, of course, is the patroness of the United States. This is a new devotion in the Church.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Immaculate Mother, Queen of our country, open our hearts, our homes, and our land for the coming of Jesus, your divine Son. With him, reign over us, O Heavenly Lady, so pure and so bright with the radiance of God's light shining in and about you. Be our leader against the powers of evil set upon wresting the world of souls, redeemed at such a great cost by the sufferings of your Son and of yourself in union with him from that same Savior who loves us with infinite charity. We gather around you, O chaste and holy Mother, Virgin Immaculate, patroness of our beloved land, determined to fight under your banner of holy purity against the wickedness that would make all the world an abyss of evil without God and without your loving maternal care. We consecrate our hearts, our homes, our land to your most pure heart, O great Queen, that the kingdom of your Son, our Redeemer and our God, may be firmly established in us. We ask no special sign of you, sweet Mother, for we believe in your great love for us, and we place in you our entire confidence. We promise to honor you by faith, love, and purity of our lives according to your desire. Reign over us then, O Virgin Immaculate, with your Son, Jesus Christ. May his divine heart and your most chaste heart be ever enthroned and glorified among us. You will use us, your children of America, as your instruments to bring peace among men and nations. Work your miracles of grace in us so that we may be a glory to the Blessed Trinity who created, redeemed, and sanctifies us. May your valiant spouse, St. Joseph, with the holy angels and saints, assist you and us in renewing the face of the earth. Then, when our work is over, come, Holy Immaculate Mother, and as our victorious Queen, lead us to the eternal kingdom, where your Son reigns forever as King. Amen.
This is Friar Roderick here for AirMaria.com in New York City. Ave Maria.